This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. While the vote of support was unanimous, the public comments were predominantly opposed as the Marin Municipal Water District decided Wednesday night to move ahead with a $105 million project to extract water from San Pablo Bay and use desalination technology to purify it for household use. One of the dissenters was Adam Scow, representing Food and Water Watch, who argues that there are other easier and less expensive measures that should be undertaken first.
We believe desalination is the water supply option of last resort after we've exhausted all of our other options, which include more conservation, fixing leaks, improving our irrigation efficiency and landscaping, which is a big water user in Marin, and replacing inefficient toilets, inefficient washing machines. All of those are smart solutions that come at much lower costs to ratepayers and the environment. So our position is that we should do those things first.
Paul Hilliker, general manager of the Water District, says they are already working on those things, but because they rely heavily on the voluntary cooperation of the user base, the district can't count on those measures to ensure the necessary water supplies. And Hilliker says public opinion polling conducted by the district found majority support for the desalination project.
We polled 400 voters randomly selected, so it's scientifically valid, and 68% to 70% of the people in that poll support desal, 24% to 25%, depending upon the question, oppose it. And those numbers were pretty consistent. We asked people about environmental issues. There was a question about cost. There was a question about energy. And it was pretty consistent. About two-thirds said, we think it's a good idea, and about a quarter said no.
The cost of water from existing sources, such as the Russian River, is already increasing, Hilliker notes. So even though the new plant will be costly, rates will climb for Marin Water customers regardless.
We looked at rate increases from Sonoma County Water Agency of 25% this year. So that cost of water is going up. Desalination is a $105 million investment, so we would amortize that and issue debt that we'd pay back over 30 years. But overall, the increase in our costs is going to go up by about $11 million a year, and that's compared to our total budget of about $80 million a year.
Or a net increase of about 15%. But Adam Scow doesn't believe the $105 million price tag for the desal plant is a realistic number.
We calculated that this is really a $400 million project. You hear $105 million, that's just to construct the project. Operating costs are millions of dollars every year, and of course the debt to pay for the construction will also cost millions of dollars a year. We approximate that would be around $400 million over 30 years, and that's all going to be paid for by the Marin ratepayers.
With permits needed from a fistful of agencies and departments, the argument over the proposed water plant will likely continue in numerous other forums in the months ahead, and that includes the local election for seats on the water board in November of 2010.
There will be 4 seats up for election, and we may see a ballot initiative on desal as well. So I would expect this to be a hot issue.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.